mentioned the term castrate. Is there any other more common term that people would use instead of castrate?
No, I don't know. Oh, cutty.
Okay.
Is that what you want me to say?
Okay, anything else like that?
No.
And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back?
Bristle.
And the long teeth?
Tushes.
Okay. And the things that you put the food in for them?
Troughs.
Okay, and so you'd call that, if you just had one, you'd call it a hog?
Trough.
Okay. And do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Just a wild hog, wild male or a wild boar. Or...
Okay. And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned?
Blates.
Okay. And the noise that a cow makes?
Oh, she lows.
Okay. Is that the loud noise or the soft noise?
Right, it's kind of loud.
And what about the noise that a horse makes?
Well, when he whinkers.
Okay. And say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry, you'd say you had to go out and...
feed the horses or cows or whatever.
Is there any general words you'd use for, to mean for horses and cows and so forth? You say critters or stock or... cattle or...
go feed the animals or the critters or whatever.
Okay. You use
that? No, I wouldn't. I would just say I was going to feed up.
Okay. And if it's time to go feed up, you say that it was...
it's time to go feed up.
Would you call that chore time or fodder time or feeding time? Or...
feeding time.
Okay. And if you talk about feeding hens and turkeys and geese and so forth, you'd say you had to go feed the...
birds.
Okay. Would you say that, or...?
I don't know where I would or not. I had never had that to do.
Do you just have chickens, or...?
We don't have anything. We used to have chickens.
And a hen on a nest of eggs would be called a...
setting hen.
And where do you keep hens?
Setting hens, or just hens, or what?
Just hens, or...
oh, the hen house.
Mm-hmm. What about a place just for the mother hen and the chicks?
Brooder.
Okay, anything else? It's maybe a small thing built.
Small pen.
Okay. What about a coop or a cook?
Chicken coop? Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
What's that like?
Well, that's where you would keep a... you can keep any kind in there, but most likely you would keep a hen and biddies in there for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Until they got big enough to turn them out, you know, where they'd follow their old hen.
Mm-hmm. And when you're eating chicken, you know, the bone that goes like this.
Bully bone?
Okay. Are there any stories about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Break the bully bone, two people can get a hold of it.
Mm-hmm.
Make a wish, and whoever gets breaks it on their side, you know. Whoever gets a short bone, the other one's wish comes true, I believe, when it goes
there. Mm-hmm. And the inside parts of a pig or a calf that you eat, you call that the...
inside parts of a pig?
Or a calf.
Or a calf?
Uh-huh.
Well, the inside parts of a pig would be his chitlins.
Okay.